year and to begin a new season of faith formation and activities. We are grateful for your presence with us today in person and those of you who are joining us online. Well, we finally have phone service at the office. And I'm sorry to say that we were unable to keep our old phone number. So you will find that on the back of the bulletin is the new phone number. It's going to be on all of our publications going forward. It's on the website, etc. That being said, I really prefer that if you need something, that you reach out to me directly on my cell phone. And if you do not have my cell phone number, please find me during the potluck and I will get it to you. But I'm going to be much quicker to respond, whether by phone call or text message, if you use my cell phone. So please make sure that you have that and use that number. You will notice that among the fall activities that are coming back, our church choir is back. They had their first fall rehearsal this week, and they'll be offering the offertory today. If you are interested in singing in the church choir, please see Judy during the potluck. They would love to have you. I want to thank the fellowship committee for helping to organize the logistical details of the potluck today. And we want to ask that if any of you can stay after to help with the cleanup and taking down the tables, if you'd be willing to do that, we would appreciate it. We are excited to welcome a new member into our flock this morning. After the hymn of the day, we will welcome Rebecca Fulbright as a new member. And after worship, I'm going to stand near these doors to greet folks as you make your way to the potluck. Rebecca is going to stand with me so that you can greet her and welcome her. I spent some time yesterday evening with Joe Hedrick and his family. Joe has been in the hospital for several weeks now, and he has been working so hard to get better. And sadly, his body is worn and tired. And there's really nothing else that the doctors can do for him. And so he will be transitioning to palliative care. And he, in responding to both the doctor's questions and my questions, he is ready to be in the presence of Jesus. So if you will pray for his family as they say goodbye, and if you will pray for Joe that he does not suffer as he transitions into God's presence. Just a couple more announcements. We've got church council tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Bible study is starting back up this Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the office complex. We had a wonderful group last year doing Bible study, and we would love for you to join us 7 to 8 this Tuesday. And another offering this fall is a grief support group. Our first meeting is going to be next Monday. We're going to meet at 4. We're going to talk about what the group can look like and see what kind of meeting times work for folks. But our initial meeting will be next Monday at 4. We have quite a few birthdays this week. Virginia Everhart, Ava Murphy, Jonathan Hedrick, Chris Varner, Kara Feeney, Monica Parsons, Ann Blower, Dean Chapman, and Connor Heeking. And we've got a couple of anniversaries, Herb and Wendy Lohr, and Keith and Lori Cecil. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And finally, we've got a couple of prayer shawls. These are for a friend of Bob Troutman's and his friend's mother. Let us pray, and then we'll pass these around. God, we thank you that you hear us every time we come to you in prayer, and that you don't just hear the words that we offer, that you hear the cries of our hearts, that you hear our groans, that you hear all of our sighs, and that you hold our tears in your hands. We pray for Dorothy and Paula and ask that you would surround them with your love and care. And we ask that you would bless these prayer shawls, that as they feel the weight of these on their laps or around their shoulders, that they would also feel the love and care that we have for them here at Holly Grove. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. And blessed be the Holy Trinity, who is eager to forgive and who loves us beyond our days. Amen. Dear friends, together let us acknowledge our failure to love this world as Jesus does. God of mercy and forgiveness, we confess that sin still has a hold on us. We have harmed your good creation. We have failed to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with you. Turn us in a new direction. Show us the path that leads to life. Be our refuge and strength on the journey. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and friend. Amen. Beloved of God, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven and you are made whole. God points the way to new life in Christ, who meets you on the road. Journey now in God's abiding love through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, overflowing with mercy and compassion, you lead back to yourself all of those who go astray. Preserve your people in your loving care, that we may reject whatever is contrary to you, and may follow all things that sustain our life in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated. We were originally going to have a time of thanksgiving for Tina Heitman's service in leading Silly, and we were going to bless Anna Nelson for her service as she begins to lead Silly, but Tina is sick today, so she is not here. So in a couple of Sundays, when the Silly will be going to Dan Nicholas Park and all of the kiddos are going to be here, we're going to do that on that Sunday. But still, I'd like to invite all of the children who are here to come forward. Hi, Cameron. Kate's ready to go play, isn't she? Hi, Kate. Good morning, Sawyer. Hello, Maddie. Well, I had a children's sermon planned for last week that I'm hoping maybe we can do today. So I'm going to remind us of part of the scripture from last Sunday. It said, happy are those who delight in the Lord and who meditate on his law day and night. So happy are those who love God, and happy are those who love God's word. And so I thought maybe we could sing a little song about being happy. Would you guys like to sing a song with me? Okay, let me come down here so I can help Maddie just in case. Okay, let's see if you know this song. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Yay! What should we do next? Maybe stomp our feet? Okay, your feet ready to stomp? If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. What should we do next? If you're happy and you know it, say hooray, hooray. If you're happy and you know it, say hooray, hooray. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, say hooray, hooray. Well, maybe we can clap our hands one more time and ask everybody to do it with us. You ready? If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. That was so much fun. Thank you all for coming up this morning. You may go back to your seats. Can I give you a quick hug, Maddie? You look beautiful in your dress. Good morning.
The New Testament lesson for today is 1 Timothy. The Apostle Paul writes, I'm grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he judged me faithful and appointed me to his service. Even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that very reason I received mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Word of God, word of life.
Gospel according to Luke, the 15th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, For I have found the coin that I had lost. Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Far too often when I come to Luke 15, I see the little subtitles over verses 1 through 10, the parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the lost coin, and I think, oh yeah, I know those, and I skip right over them to the parable of the prodigal son. I really love the parable of the prodigal son. You see, all three parables are Jesus' response to these grumbling Pharisees, but for today we only read the first two. The final parable in the trilogy we actually read a few Sundays back. So the focus for today's sermon is just the first two, the parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the lost coin. And I'm thankful because although I thought I knew these stories, these parables, there's a lot more to ponder than I remembered. So chapter 15 begins saying, "Now all of the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling." They were grumbling, saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and he eats with them." Now, when you were growing up, if you had a sibling, I don't know if whenever they were getting into serious trouble, you sort of thought to yourself, "Phew, I'm glad I'm not them." But I found myself saying this week, "Phew, I am glad I am not the Pharisees or the scribes. Instead, I'd much rather be this little fluffy lost sheep that Jesus puts on his shoulders when he finds it. I'd even settle for being the lost coin. I just don't want to be like the Pharisees grumbling over who Jesus spends time with and grumbling over who Jesus loves and Jesus cares about. But I think that this parable about the grumbling Pharisees has the power to expose the resentment and jealousy, even the bitterness that we sometimes feel when we think that God is too good to others and not good enough to us. And so when the Pharisees grumbled and said, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them," here is Jesus' response, offering us parables about two searchers, a shepherd and a diligent sweeper, who don't give up until they find what was lost. I think it's really, really interesting that in both of these parables, what is lost has absolutely no role in being found. I read this week that if a sheep is lost, instead of being able to bleat out in distress, it will often not do so because it is so afraid. Instead, it'll curl up and lie down in the wild brush to hide from its predators. It's so fearful that it secludes itself and it can do nothing to help in its own rescue. The full responsibility is on the shepherd. And then the coin, it's an inanimate object. It can't call out that it's lost. It can't shine brighter to call attention to itself. The coin's rescue is completely dependent upon the woman's diligence. So these two parables tell of a shepherd and a woman not giving up in their searches for what they had lost. And then when they found them, their joy could not be contained. They had to call others to themselves to help them celebrate that what had been lost had been found. The finding and then restoring what was lost brings great joy to God. Jesus seeks out the lost, those tax collectors and sinners who are despised. Jesus seeks out those who are on the fringes and the margins, those that others don't think are worthy enough to be invited into Jesus' presence, let alone his table to eat with him. Jesus seeks out those and searches for those who are able to do nothing to deserve his grace and mercy. Jesus seeks out and searches for those who are able to do nothing to deserve his grace and mercy. He seeks out those who others, who we think don't belong, or those that we think that we don't want them to belong. Those are the ones that Jesus opens his arms to, and those are the people that Jesus eats with. And so these parables, they aren't about calling sinners to repent. Instead, it's calling the righteous, the Pharisees, the grumblers, to rejoice, to join the celebration, because Jesus welcomes and includes all who are excluded. All, regardless of who they are or what they've done or not done, all are welcomed and forgiven in Jesus's presence. And thanks be to God, because like Paul says in the reading from 1 Timothy, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. We so often want to focus on the sins of others and why they don't deserve God's mercy and forgiveness or grace. But the truth is, brothers and sisters, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom we are the foremost. The fact that we have been found and welcomed and forgiven by God is a gift of mercy and grace that we did nothing to deserve. So when we want to complain or grumble about those who Jesus includes and those who he eats with, we need to give thanks that he finds us and includes us and eats with us. So these parables in Luke today call us to celebrate. To celebrate with God, because God has not only been merciful to us, but to others, especially those whom we might not accept or welcome into our fellowship. We are invited to join the celebration, and whether we do or not is important. Do we base relationships on merit and deservedness or mercy? Is our understanding of God's love based on merit or mercy? And do we want God to offer us mercy but base others on a merit system? Do we want to put limits on God's love and mercy? Because sadly, those who find God's mercy offensive cannot celebrate. The righteousness of the Pharisees had become a barrier, separating them from the religious and social outcasts. And because of that, they were missing out on the celebration of the coming kingdom that was already taking place in their midst. C.S. Lewis once wrote that joy is the serious business of heaven. Not once, not twice, but five times today's text speaks about joy and rejoicing. God and the angels in heaven rejoice at the finding of just one sinner, one outcast, one person on the margins. God is still seeking and diligently searching for the lost, and God is finding them because God's mercy knows no bounds, no limits. God rejoices when those who were lost are found, and the heaven, angels in heaven rejoice too. Brothers and sisters, the celebration continues, and God wants and invites us to join in. In just a few minutes, we are going to be invited to Jesus' table to eat with him and to feast upon his presence. We are going to be welcomed to have a foretaste of the feast to come, which will be a celebration full of magnificence that we cannot even begin to imagine. All are invited and welcomed to Jesus' table, where all of us receive undeserved grace, mercy, forgiveness, and love. Brothers and sisters, come and celebrate God's goodness and mercy for us and for all people. Amen. President Neil Clark forward, Rebecca Fulbright, our new member, and if I could have Kim Troutman as a representative of Agape, and Karen Beck come forward, bring your hymnals with you. We gather here at the font, the place where all of us are adopted into God's family, and the place where we welcome this sister in Christ. Dear friends, we give thanks for the gift of baptism and for Rebecca, one with us in the body of Christ, whom we welcome as a new member into the life and ministry of this congregation. I met Rebecca earlier this year when I had the honor of doing the memorial service for her oldest brother. Rebecca is the sister-in-law of our very own Freddie Fulbright. And shortly after Bruce's service, you began attending Holly Grove. You got involved with the Agape Women's Circle, with the Fellowship Committee. You are learning how to do the Altar Guild. In fact, she's doing Altar Guild for September. You helped out with VBS, so she has jumped right into our family. This morning, we are receiving Rebecca as a new member through the affirmation of baptism. And so I invite you to turn to page 234 at the very front of your hymnal to follow along with us. 234. Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for this sister, whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called her to yourself, enlightened her with the gifts of your Spirit, and nourished her in the community of faith. Uphold your servant in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. Rebecca, do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? If so, say, I renounce them. Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? If so, say, I renounce them. Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, say, I renounce them. Together, let us confess the creed. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Rebecca, you have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? If so, say, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me.
And I ask God to help and guide me.
People of God, do you promise to support this sister and pray for her in her life in Christ? We do, and we ask God to help and guide us. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give us new birth. You cleanse us from sin and raise us to eternal life. Stir up in Rebecca the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen.
Let us welcome this sister in Christ to this community of faith, and let us rejoice with this sister in Christ.
We rejoice with you in the life of baptism. Together we will give thanks and praise to God and proclaim the good news to all the world.
On behalf of the congregation, the council, I'd like to present to you this Lutheran study Bible.
As I said, Rebecca will join me at these doors so that you can greet her as you make your way to the meal. But let us now welcome her with the gift of applause. Thank you.
Bread. So let us gather our prayers for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Your people receive mercy, and your grace overflows in our lives. Fill your church with faith and hope, love and peace. God of grace, your creation groans as it suffers the impacts of pollution and a lack of care. As the seasons change, renew in us the will to protect plants, animals, and habitats. God of grace, your world is shattered and the nations rage. Teach wisdom to our elected leaders so that we know peace in our world, peace in our homes, and peace in our hearts. God of grace, seek out those who are lost or lonely, anxious or depressed, or struggling with addiction or illness. Provide for those in need, especially Dean, Teresa, Jean, Gary and Judy, Bill, Latifa, Carrie, Joe, Boyd, Gyla, Chip, Mike, Scott, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. God of grace, we give you thanks for our new member, Rebecca, whom you have drawn to yourself by the love of Jesus Christ and whom we have welcomed into this household of faith. May we show your joy by embracing new brothers and sisters as we bear your creative and redeeming love to all the world. Equip us to continue to do your work in this congregation with our hands, feet, voices, minds, and hearts. God of grace, we remember all who died September 11, 2001. We are especially mindful of the first responders who lost their lives saving others. Bless first responders, those who so generously devote themselves to helping others. Grant them courage when they are afraid, wisdom when they must make quick decisions, strength when they are weary, and compassion in all their work. God of grace, your blessed saints who have died now rest in your presence. Give us thankful hearts for those who have been examples of faith in our lives, and receive us with joy when we come to share eternal life with you. God of grace,
gathered together in this sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, gracious God, we offer these and all our prayers to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. May the peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
great love you richly provide for our needs. Make of these gifts a banquet of blessing, and make us ready to share with all in need, through Jesus Christ, who sets a table for all. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right,
our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, you have brought us this far along the way. In times of bitterness, you did not abandon us, but guided us into the path of love and light. In every age, you sent prophets to make known your loving will for all humanity. The cry of the poor has become your own cry. Our hunger and thirst for justice is your own desire. In the fullness of time, you sent your chosen servant to preach good news to the afflicted, to break bread with the outcast and despised, and to ransom those in bondage to prejudice and sin. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering therefore his death and resurrection, we await the day when Jesus shall return to free all the earth from the bonds of slavery and death. Come, Lord Jesus, and let the church say amen. Amen. Send your Holy Spirit, our advocate, to fill the hearts of all who share this bread and cup with courage and wisdom to pursue love and justice in all the world. Come, Spirit of Freedom, and let the church say amen. Amen. Join our prayers and praise with your prophets and martyrs of every age, that rejoicing in the hope of the resurrection, we might live in the freedom and hope of your Son. Through him, with him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We are learning a new Lamb of God melody. So when the time comes, the choir will sing it through once, and the second time we will join in with them. Christ invites you to this table. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
God of the abundant table, you have refreshed us in this meal with bread for the journey. Give us your grace on the road that we might serve our neighbors with joy for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let us say together our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
For our delicious potluck meal. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Bless our loved ones everywhere, and keep them in thy tender care. Amen.
Go in peace. Love your neighbor.